sunny side. My name is Joyce. Right here on the show, you'll enjoy the unvanished truth from a people of a rising continent. On Mondays, radioactive. Tuesdays, open thought. Wednesdays, worthy of note. On Thursdays, the Lords of Logic. And on Fridays, oh, what a week.
Wow.
I invite you to the world on the sunny side. Right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Weekday from 12 to 3 p.m.
My name is Joyce. Nigeria Info, the sunny side, and welcome to the show. My name is Joyce, and I think we can afford, entertain, a few more opinions regarding this subject matter before we segue into something else. So you pretty much understand what's on the plate this afternoon. Welcome if you have just tuned in. We're considering what the loot should be used for, the Ibori loot that we're expecting to get. And thanks to Serap, they are reminding us, and of course the government in particular, that March 2020, the government told Serap that the $322 million Abuja loot recovered from Switzerland and the $308 million recovered from the island of Jersey would be used for the construction of Lagos-Ibadan Expressway, Abuja-Kano Expressway, and the second Niger Bridge. Well, that is something that needs clarification on one hand. The government has stated that they would not return the money to the state. In fact, the AGF said the money would not be handed over to the Delta State government because the crime that led to the diversion of the funds was a federal one. All right? He further argued that one of the conditions for the UK repatriating the Ibori loot was that the money must be tied to certain federal projects, which include the Lagos-Ibadan Expressway, the Abuja-Kano Rail, and the second Niger Bridge, and a memorandum of understanding had been signed between both parties. Yeah? Okay. Mr. Femi Falana makes a case that the money be returned to whom it is due. He said the £4.2 million confiscated from Governor James Ibori in the UK and recovered by the federal government has to be remitted to the account of the Delta State government. All right. Now, as situation has it, two sides to this coin. Unfortunately, this coin has three sides. and we certainly can't call it a coin anymore. We can maybe find another best description. But then I think it's worth noting that a foreign government has chosen to tell the Nigerian government, and I think I'm fascinated that that was part of the agreement. They called the term a clawback. Yep. And they have stated Nigeria must use money repatriated from funds looted by a former military ruler, you know, for public projects or be forced to replace it. That was in 2020. And of course, something similar also played out in 2017. Monies that need to be, well, monies intended to be returned must be used for public projects. And I don't know whether I am grateful that foreign governments would keep our monies for us if we don't use it for what we're supposed to use it for. But back at home, there needs to be some clarifications with where the money should go. It would appear that where the money suggested to be going has been a pathway that was charted last year. It was stated that these projects stated today were projects stated last year, and for those projects, monies were allocated for them. And then you get stuck somewhere between the devil and a hard place, not knowing whether a foreigner should keep your money or whether your government should do something that serves the people and maybe more than before be a little bit more accountable so that this Commonwealth goes round. So it's really that. And then your opinion, of course. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Let's talk. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the sunny side.
Yeah, Sandra, good afternoon.
My name is Joyce.
Oh, Joyce.
Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E, Joyce.
Okay.
Thank you very much. What's your name?
I am Amber from Bagada.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
You are doing a great job.
Thank you very much.
We weep for this country because we have so many prodigal sons who don't care about what their actions or inaction will do in the lives of the people they say they have been. It's a good effort on the part of the federal government. But let me look at it this way, John. If you have children, many children, and then one of them have deprived the other siblings of the means of livelihood, collected what belongs to the other children, and as a father, you waded in, and you were able to retrieve those things that belong to other children. As a father, are you going to use your veto power to still deprive the children that this property belongs to?
I don't understand that, but hopefully you can simplify. You saying that the money should go to the state government?
For the federal government, the federal government has done well by retrieving...
Yeah. So where should the money go? State government, or should the federal government use it for social projects or public projects?
The money should go to the state government,
okay.
But it should be monitored by the federal government.
Okay.
Because once this thing to White House,
mm-hmm.
I learned that money was earmarked for a particular project in Delta State.
The one Ibori looted, yeah?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, as is always the case.
Depriving the state of that benefit now amount to adding to what Buri have done. Don't deprive the people. We have done it for the people. Let the money be channeled to Delta State.
Okay. And do you trust that Delta State government will be able to thoroughly utilize the funds for what it's specifically intended to be used for?
That is why an oversight work should be done by the federal government. This time around, the federal government should be interested in how the money is being used.
You've been Nigerian enough to know that the federal government can do that. Do you trust that they will do that?
Well, that is another issue because our nation is full of all kinds of absurdity. It's very unfortunate.
I mean, you can air your faith. I want you to state whether you believe that they can, and then we can move on from there.
Well, since it's in the domain of the public now, I think the public will be interested to know how the money will be used, and they follow up.
All right.
And the media is actually helping in this matter. Like what you are doing, it's a great work. People are enlightened, and people are now trying to know this what is happening.
All right.
In the government table.
Thank you very much. Have you considered the fact that, or the possibility that the foreign government can ask the Nigerian government to replace the money if they misappropriate it? Do you support that?
Of course, I support that.
Lost you. Thank you very much for calling the Sunny Side. Good afternoon to you and welcome.
Hello, Joe. Good afternoon.
Welcome. What's your name?
This is Romeo S. Michael.
We're happy to have you. Go ahead.
Thank you. Yeah, I have to appreciate you for a great job you are doing.
Thank you very much.
In criminal law, when offense of theft is brought to a court, the element of ownership is there. It has to be stated on the charge sheet who is the owner of that property. In this case, there is issue of theft, and it has been adjudicated by a court. It was not in doubt that Delta State is the owner of the money. And by virtue of that uncontested and unchallenged fact, the money has to go back to Delta State Treasury.
Okay.
Literally. Yes.
Real quick, do you suppose that the Delta State government is capable of honesty enough to actualize the outcome of this project? To see to it that the money is used for what's intended for?
Well, that is another issue. But for the
mentality,
as to how it will be appropriated,
yeah. Is
not an issue now.
Okay.
The issue is who is the owner of that money. Now, coming to how it will be appropriated.
Unfortunately, you assume that the problem is what? What do you think the problem is not? How the money will be appropriated? Well, fortunately, yes. It determines where the money goes.
Absolutely, you are right. But let me tell you, there's what we call the Evidence Act. Presumption of regularity.
Yeah.
It has to be presumed that Delta State will rightfully appropriate it.
Okay.
Or to the contrary, is adduced.
Yeah, but you see, that's you quoting the law, and maybe sometimes your law isn't necessarily reflecting your reality. Do you really think that if that money goes to Delta State, monies have been going to Delta State, those monies gone in and come out with proof or come out with evidence that they said this money was for toothpick, this is a toothpick?
Yes.
Has that happened? Does that happen?
Yes. I had your...
Because your history is your best reference, actually.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, the money should be monitored.
Okay, by whom now? Foreign government, federal government?
We have set up another non-governmental agencies.
Yeah.
Who are like watchdog. It should be monitored, and even the FCC should be there to monitor it. Okay, let me add to this an addendum. Before the federal government releases that money, there should be a condition precedent that the state has to fulfill to say, okay, this project has to be marked upon which this money has to be used for. And once the state issue that condition, the federal government has to ensure that money is well, used for that purpose.
Okay.
But that's what you are doing now. It's a forum where the public can ask it or have view.
All right. Okay.
Let me commend you so much.
Thank
George.
You. Thank you very much for calling. Yes. I do appreciate. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. No. The one out. Yeah. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Turn off your. No. Turn off your radio.
Hello.
Turn off. No, just leave that. Just do this. Turn off your radio. Can you do that for me? Hello?
Joyce.
No, you... Okay, I'm sorry. You're going to have to turn off your radio. All right? Can you do that?
Yeah.
Okay, no, I'm sorry. You haven't done that. We're getting a terrible interference. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to the sunny side.
Hello, good morning.
Afternoon, the side of heaven. Welcome. What's your name?
Good afternoon. My name is Charles.
Welcome, Charles. Help us.
Yeah, I think the legal luminaries have said so much about the money issue. The reality is that the money belongs to Delta State, and it should go to Delta State. However, it's going to be appropriated is left to them. The federal government, they are not angels. All the money they have appropriated these days in their project, how many of them are they appropriated where? So if they are thinking of appropriation, then they should map out the strategy for monitoring how the money will be utilized in Delta State.
Let's establish something. Where should the money go? State government, federal government?
State government. The money belongs to the state. It should go to the state.
Okay. Now, there is actually a clause under the memorandum or within the memorandum of understanding that if the money is misappropriated, the Nigerian government would have to replace it, meaning replacing it and giving it back to the foreign government. Do you support that?
Of course, I support that.
Oh, really?
That is the reason the federal government should also ensure that the money is used judiciously by the state.
Okay. Fair. Fair then. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate. We're going to go to WhatsApp right now to read some messages. And I'm going to have a lady in the studio. What's your name?
Adebanke.
Okay. So WhatsApp. Thanks to our friends on WhatsApp for sending messages. Now we're on WhatsApp reading your messages.
Good afternoon, Joyce. The money shouldn't be given to the government. The U.S. should please come down to Nigeria and will help us to monitor the money, help us to build roads, hospitals, schools, and renovate Niger Delta.
Oh, okay, good. But that's the thing. Sometimes I think that we can do these things for ourselves. So when we say the U.S. government, it feels as though we cannot manage our own affairs. And that says we're not, I don't know, it says something about us that we shouldn't let the world see. But thank you very much.
Good afternoon, Joyce. My name is Elder Ronald from Ayobo. Ibori loot shouldn't be returned to Delta State. I say this with all sense of responsibility because when this issue came up, the state came up with a sworn affidavit that no money of the state was missing. If no money was missing, then how come they are laying claim to the recovered loot now?
Okay. Well... this conversation is so tricky, but okay. I mean, someone actually said if the people gave him a grand welcome with fanfare and pageantry, then they shouldn't be asking for the money, meaning that they supported the loot action. And then that makes you want to stop and stare. All right, thank you. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Joyce. Great show. This is Chuka Ikorofu. The money should not be returned to Delta State, so it will serve a lesson and history will someday hold Ibori and family accountable in shame for ensuring Delta State lost a huge amount
of money.
If they get the money back, they, Deltans, and other thieving states will never have learned anything but continue to take pride in shameful acts.
I think there's a different crowd on WhatsApp, actually. Okay, yeah, thank you. And you kind of make a case worth considering. Yeah, but then when you say it shouldn't go to Delta, then it begs the question, where should the money go? That's the thing. Where should the money go? All right, but then thank you very much.
Samuel Eyeni from Agbara. They should keep the money, I'm assuming the international community.
Oh, okay.
Nigeria has so much wealth that they cannot manage and account for. They should release the money when God-fearing youth take over leadership at all levels. They will steal yet again.
Look, I honestly hate to put a pin through that bubble. The supposition that the youths are God-fearing. I don't think the statement is wrong, but I do not quite assume that it is right. Yes, that. Okay.
Hello, Joyce. I see reason with the argument that the Ibori Lute should be returned to the people of Delta State. After all, it was looted from. But I equally agree that the federal government should take possession and tie the funds to people-oriented projects to prevent the same vicious cycle from repeating itself.
Okay.
And let the state be warned. Stop the looting of your state funds. Otherwise, risks for future for seizure to the federal government from
Risk
Chamberlain.
All right, thank you very much, Chamberlain. I do appreciate that message. Can we do one more, please? Because I'm getting loads of messages. Let's just do one more.
Okay. If I were Ibori, I put pressure of the Delta State government to do everything possible to get money back. 5% to the government. Ibori gets the remaining. Everyone will be happy.
You are beyond abstract ridiculousness. What did you just send, Ray? Did you just say they should share the loot all over again? I'm not taking you seriously. Next.
Use state money to develop the state of Delta. Why is Nigeria only pattern to exist only at the center?
Okay. Nigerians, you also have to think about this money as, you know, your money as well. And whatever decisions that you make, whether at state level or federal level, it's your call. I mean, it would appear that the federal government has made a call already. But of course, Nigeria Info affords you the opportunity to know that these monies are out of the earth that makes you Nigeria. Therefore, in some measure, it's equally yours. And I'm hoping that you can hold a solid argument in defense of how this money should be spent. Go ahead.
Hello, Joyce. This Ibadan Expressway, since the time of Obasanjo, funds have been allocated to it. I don't think that road will be completed even till Jesus comes. The U.S. should just share the money to use through our bank accounts.
The U.S. What did you?
The U.S. should just share the money to us.
Oh, but it's share for all Nigerians. Yeah. Okay. Okay. I don't think the U.S. government would do that. I mean, why not? Joe Biden has been giving Americans money since he got into office. I don't know if that helps any situation at all, but yeah, Americans are a little grateful for that. Do we have some? One, yeah. Two? Okay.
Joyce, I think it's very wrong for the federal government to recover state stolen funds and spend it on federal projects.
Mm-hmm.
For God's sake, the money belongs to a state and not federal and should be returned to the state through a supervised major project that will benefit the people and the rightful owners of the funds. Ngozi from Aja.
All right. Thank you very much. Loads of messages, and I really think I want to read a few more messages and speak to one, two more people. So we have about less than 10 minutes to really make this 5 minutes? All right. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. That's on Eastside. My name is Joyce. What's your name? Can you hear us? Please, go ahead. Tell us your name.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
This is Ibrahim. Long time to speak with you.
Oh, Ibrahim, thank you very much for calling. Happy to have you here.
Hello, sir. We move there. You go hungry. They catch us somewhere.
Oh yeah.
I know they play.
Okay.
You go to start war for the country. Manage life for you. Like I get that money, my mind is boy.
Oh why?
The best thing they go do, may they share all that money. Gonna bomb go receive. Man, they go receive.
Hold on a second. What do you do? What do you do? What's your occupation? Do you have a job? Do you have a business? Do you have a trade? A hustle?
I work basket. Well, my minimum wage. Now they just start out for work. Now 30,000. You want this? We go. If I work now 30,000, now they will just start you. Any work now? All the people they use are like slaves.
What work do you do?
Now would they work for Papa? Now would they tell you they use are like a slave for the company?
Yeah. What work do you do?
What they go do now? Like
yeah.
This government, they don't share that money for us. We go start to throw bomb.
But if you throw bomb, you kill your brother. Is that's not nice? I mean, that's
everybody
not good.
Everybody, Yes, yes, everybody died. We're all eating criminal friends.
Yeah, but you can't do that.
I talk to you like this. I don't eat this morning. Hungry, they catch me. I they work for factory. Eh? I they work, I need to see the money. If I work, salary down, no, no, money don't finish. And I yes, it's all a billion. About Qatar, they don't see for
yeah, but hold on a sec. Yeah, but look, you don't want to do to me what I haven't done to you. It's not good. If you throw a bomb, I could die.
Madam, they're already spoiled everywhere.
Yeah, but I will not make it worse for you, and you shouldn't make it worse for me. I'm not your problem. Yeah. So if you throw a bomb, you kill the innocent person, and if you check it inside your mind, that's not how you fight for justice.
Madam, why would they throw a bomb? They throw a bomb for the barrack first. We'll first start for the barrack. I mean barrack. Army bag will start for the big mandate.
Yeah, but the country will fall apart. So I understand your pain.
They already fall apart. They already fall apart already. All they pretend like I told you that they catch fire. Police man, nothing arrest me for real. Cause I go kill them immediately. Like I did like this.
Yeah. Don't.
So that would be the best method to share the money for everybody. Everybody has to chop. Everybody should shop now. Everybody begin to shop.
This is weird. All right. Thank you very much for calling.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. And I leave my peace with you. And I don't. I hope it's enough, because I think beyond leaving my peace with you, there needs to be a whole lot of orientation that needs to go down, not just into your mind, but also into your soul. And good grief. 99.3 Nigeria Info. 2 minutes before I go off on a break, I can do one more call before that. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon.
Yes. What's your name? Welcome. We're happy to have you here. I'm with you.
Yeah, Comrade DK from Matafan.
Thank you very much.
Sir, there is something that you said that angered me some more. You say the youth are not sent and the youth are not right. I never hear any youth loot money from this country. And I never see any youth.
You haven't given them I haven't stolen your money. You have not given me an opportunity.
I've never seen any youth looking for money from this country.
I know.
So what I want to advise that money is that because of what happened late last 2 weeks and the early last week of food blockage, let them invest that money for farming. Let debtors invest money for farming. They cannot, because of one person's sin and they say some people that were arranged to come and welcome Ibori. Now, the federal government want to punish the whole debtors. And thoughts about that. Let that money enter for mechanized farming so that we can eat, because of what happened last 2 weeks and later last week.
Yeah. Okay.
Let them invest it.
Yeah.
That is what is happening now. Because what happened late last week and last week, it was a slap to the southern governors. So let them have sense and think and enter into mechanized farming. Let them use that money to enter into mechanized farming.
Thank you very much.
I've never made any money. That's why I'm saying I'm somehow angry for your statement.
It's all right. I mean, I can't even imagine anything should make you angry at this point.
Thank you.
99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. My name is Joyce. We're off on a break. I'll be right back. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. My name is Joyce. It's 28 minutes past 1 p.m. I do apologize to the last caller. A break certainly had to come in between us, and both the calls was worth it. Fortunately, I think it's interesting. And really, I think I also want to say thank you very much for... I don't know whether I should say thank you very much for falling in love. I'm not sure whether that's what I'm thankful for. I think I'm thankful for the fact that you find radio interesting. Yeah, I think I'm grateful that you find radio interesting on Nigeria Info and on the sunny side, particularly. Maybe this is no coincidence. AY from Victoria Island says, "Hi, Joyce. Do you know I'll recommend anyone who's preparing for IELTS speaking exam to listen to you? You speak complex sentences so well." I don't think I'm going to ask anybody to listen to me if you're preparing for an examination, but I think I really kind of get it. And what can I say? Yeah. I think I'm driven by what we call the interest of what my message is, what I have to say, and every other thing is a byproduct, like the compliment that comes from maybe the way my voice sounds or the use of complex sentences. But thank you very much. You have absolutely no idea what makes Nigeria Info what it is. It's really us, and we cannot deny it's also you. So thank you. Thank you for listening 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I think I can afford one more conversation on the subject, and then we segue into language and interpretations. So I'll allow you to think about it just before we start. The language is seeing is believing. And I'm asking you for the interpretation of that, all right? But our final caller on this money looted, about to be returned, and what and to whom it should go to, let's speak, or let's hear one more person.
Not a carpenter.
Are you a carpenter? It's okay. There's nobility in hard work. Good afternoon to you. Welcome. Good afternoon.
Yes, how are you?
Fine, thank you very much. We're happy to have you. What's your name?
This is Mr. Frank.
Thank you, Mr. Frank. You'll be our final caller on the subject. Please go ahead.
Yes, I like it that way. Yes, first of all, I will blow that man that wants to snatch my wife.
Hey.
I will blow him off. Afternoon.
You haven't told me that I am your wife. I don't even know that I am your wife.
No, you know. Am I going to talk it two times?
Okay.
So, Joyce.
This is weird.
I will see now, after Bata Loot now, the next Loot now is Ibori Loot. We don't know who is the next person.
Yeah, but this one now that is coming, where should it go? State government, federal government?
But we have recorded two looters now. Others is on their way coming.
Yeah.
Now, this one now that you have cut now. If I finish you, let me know the next name of Lutino.
That would be hard. I mean, I don't know that that's necessarily my business, but that would actually be difficult to do.
No, if I ask you something, won't you answer me?
I will try.
This is not, just try. If I finish, just tell me the next name of Lutino. Guys.
Where should the money go? State or federal government?
The money should return back to Delta State government.
Okay.
And before the money should be returned, let EFCC and every other body that's involved to monitor that money.
Mm.
If it is to build road, let them use it to build road.
Did you hear the story or say the complex situation surrounding the building of roads? I mean, there was a plan to build Lagos Ibadan Kano Abuja highways last year, and some monies were allocated for that. And the same story is replaying again this year.
You see, this Ibadan Expressway, never talking. So for how many years now? Ibadan Expressway is Ibadan Expressway. Second Niger Bridge.
Yeah.
Bataloot will come, they say, but the expressway is not that bridge.
Yeah, and then now...
Ibori Loot has come now, but the expressway is not that bridge.
But the foreign government is saying that if we don't use this money for what we're exactly supposed to use it for, then they would demand it back.
Why did they bring it back? They could afford the money first and say, what are you going to do with this money? I return this money to you.
Then they will
bring the money first. Then once they will bring it half and half. If they first of all bring the first half, then if they see that, yes, these people are making use of that money, then they will return the other one. Now, the federal government is holding this money now. And even if the federal government is going to return this money now to Delta State, they must collect their IWC. Before you know it, now, the money will not reach anything again because all of them are trying to hold money now for election.
Oh.
Are you getting me?
Well, yeah.
They are holding money now. Is it good?
Yeah, but the federal government really wants to do, at least they have made us understand that they want to do something with the monies. So apparently their credit, huh?
No.
They have a credit score with us.
See, what are they, did you know how many trillions of billions of naira that they have put it in this,
should the foreign government hold the money at least until we're sure where it's going to and who we're going to hold accountable for it?
No. The foreign government, the money should not return back there again. Instead, let them give it to me. I will hold it. Anything they need it, then they will call me. Then I will give them the money instead of returning it to the foreign government.
All right.
This one that I have already come outside now, let them not take it back. Even if this money that we are talking about, now the people that is holding it now, maybe by tomorrow now they will say, they have used it to feed school children. Money has finished. By then they will still return it back and add it to their own. Yeah. That is what we are facing here in this Nigeria. I don't know this type of people that is disturbing us. Instead of them to go and let us know how to manage ourselves. Yeah.
Thank you. All right, then. No problem. Okay, thank you very much. Worth considering.
Tell that man to leave my wife alone, yeah?
Oh, gosh. All right. Thank you. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Off on a break. We'll be right back. This is The Sunny Side. Don't go anywhere.
We're like gold diggers. through the mishaps and the handicaps.
I don't know what to cook for them. I don't know what to give them to eat. That is the issue at hand as I speak right now.
In the name of the good, we hope to earn the truth and be worth a weight in salt.
Every night, every lad and girl, we hear 1 million boys, 2 million boys, 3 million boys. Just for one, come on, people wouldn't have no money. They're supposed to find it to be where people can follow you. Everybody can follow you, both the rich and those poor.
The Sunny Side with Joyce.
The Sunny Side with Joyce.
Weekdays, 12 to 3 p.m. on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
The Sunny Side with Joyce.
Yes, radio lovers and those who commit to 24 hours a day, 7 days a week radio, your foremost talk radio station, Nigeria Info. Welcome. It's 39 minutes past 1 p.m. and now time for language and interpretations. Bless your hearts. I have heard you many times say seeing is believing. I think it's quite a cultural idea. And I'm not sure where it originated from. But yeah, maybe like all things, it originates from the dark and makes its way into the light. My name is Joyce, and the language is seeing is believing. And we're going to try to interpret what that means. So basically, I think I'm asking, how would you interpret that? Is that even true? Is that true or not? Is seeing believing? Say, for example, I remember a number of things have played out during the course of our conversation on radio, and some of you have said something like, particularly that vaccine situation. Yeah, before our Monday conversation, you would say something like, well, if I saw the president on television take the vaccine, then yeah, I'll believe it. If I saw, say, the vice president take it, I'll believe it. Now, bless your hearts, your expectations have been surpassed. Well, now a number of people have taken their vaccines on television. So my guess is the phrase seeing is believing certainly would count for something. Except I don't know whether you even believe what you say. So let's try interpret the social phrase seeing is believing. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Is that true? Is it accurate to suppose that seeing is believing? Particularly, I mean, some of you suppose it, some of you believe it. Language and interpretations on Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you. Hello. Turn off your radio.
Hello, good afternoon.
Please turn off your radio. Good afternoon. Welcome to, what's your name?
My name is Survival. I'm calling from the school.
Survival?
From
could you speak up for us, please? Your voice sounds
calling
crazy.
Calling from
okay, good. Thank you. So let's hear you try and interpret.
I want to, about the money.
No. We're done with that. We're on language and interpretation now. The money comes back Friday. The money conversation, Friday. Thank you very much. 99.3 Nigeria Info, The Sunny Side. Hello, good afternoon. Sorry, I lost you. 0700-993-993-993. Welcome. What's your name? I don't know what's happening. Hello, welcome to Nigeria Info. Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
It's Val.
Okay, so speak up for us, Val. You appear to be whispering.
Yeah, I'm speaking up.
Okay, so is that correct?
That phrase, seeing is believing.
Yeah.
It depends on what you're using it for.
It's fine.
But it basically means like a proof of evidence, being convinced by what you see or being convinced by reality. Either, how will I put it now?
Yeah, I get it. But it's that's true. When you say that, it's true. But is it correct to say seeing is believing?
It depends.
Okay.
It depends on what it is. But yeah, like in certain, like let me say for instance, in Christianity.
Yeah.
Okay. It's the other way around. It is believing before seeing. That is like a faith.
So basically, you think that in some regard, it is believing is seeing.
Yes, believing is like in Christianity, in the spiritual faith, is believing before seeing. Why from the physical realm or from the ordinary space is seeing before believing, being convinced by what you see. But in the Christian faith, they already believe before they see it manifest.
I want to believe that one far supersedes the other, because everything is practically influenced to be something.
No, you know, the thought of many people is that the many things before they happen physically, they happen spiritually.
Yeah, so are you saying that they equal out? It's either you believe before you see it or you see it to believe it. Like, it's any one.
I can't speak for everybody.
No. You have no rights to speak for anybody.
Yeah,
you can only speak for yourself.
Now,
yeah.
That's what I said for Christians now.
When you say for Christians, you're still pointing somewhere. Are you speaking of
faith,
what you believe?
Those who believe in faith. Those who believe in faith.
No, don't say those. Do you? What do you believe?
That's what I'm telling you now. If I'm coming from the Christian angle,
do you believe it?
Why? I believe that now.
Oh, okay, that's what I was hoping you'd say.
But on this, what you are saying now, what you are asking now,
yeah,
seeing before believing, that one, that manifests in the area of probably where you are trying to assess somebody's productivity, or you want to assess somebody in leadership, or you're assessing somebody who tries to convince you to buy an idea or,
okay,
or pick an interest into something.
Yeah.
So most times you are convinced by what the person sells to you.
Okay.
You're convinced by the features or
okay,
whatever you see about a particular product.
So are you therefore, in summary, are you therefore saying that seeing isn't necessarily believing?
If it refers to something that is of the physical, seeing.
Otherwise, if it's physical, then seeing is believing.
Seeing is believing, yes.
All right, thank you very much for calling. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello, good afternoon to you.
Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. We're happy to have you. What's your name? Sorry, I lost you. Hopefully, you make it back. 0700-993-993-993. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Hello. I'm sorry, I cannot hear you. Hopefully you call back. Welcome to the sunny side. My name is Joyce. What's your name?
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Good afternoon. We're happy to have you here.
Have Ibuka on the line.
Welcome, Ibuka. So the phrase is seen as believing. What? How do you interpret that?
Okay. But this is on a line, a hot cake now.
Oh, bless your heart.
Yeah. I've been sharing since morning. No, I'm busy, sir.
Okay.
Okay, shout out to the first caller, Mr. Val. Coming from the Christian perspective and other things and our life, you see, this thing is believing. Like, yeah, I got onto when you said influence. You know, we are being influenced by the stories we heard over time, and we begin to hold on to those stories to manifest in reality.
It would appear that the only reference you have to any kind of abstract seeing is Christianity. So, for example, if you were not a Christian, you might not necessarily hold the belief, or I don't know, maybe your interpretation might be different when we ask you the question, is seeing believing?
From non-Christian angle.
I don't know, you don't have to speak it if it's not your persuasion.
Yes, because you are like, we're most of us to speak from the Christian angle.
I was making a random observation,
okay,
actually. But if your persuasion is that you're a Christian and that's what you believe, it's fine. I just wondered what would have happened if you were not.
General points I'm trying to make, like my grandfather would tell me stories, things that happen and everything, and I come out in the society to see how things play. And when those things keep repeating itself, I will say, God, I need to see this in the five belly.
You confuse me a little bit. Hold on, let me be a little bit more specific.
Okay,
now,
ma'am.
The president on television has taken, you know, the vaccine, for example. The vice president has taken it. And many world leaders are on television taking the vaccine. And what they're trying to do to you is make you see it to believe it.
Beliefs.
So, yeah, is that what it is for you? How would you describe that? Is that accurate? Do you agree with that? As you have seen it now, you believe it.
From my own personal angle, from all I've read, the side effects taken from that vaccine, right, Joyce?
Have you read about the vaccines?
Even if I don't have hearing about the effects and everything.
Can you imagine this guy?
Wait, now, madam. Like, all medicine, if I should take up paracetamol and read, like, that day was going about it, I will read all the side effects. It's less for me now to take it, depending on the importance of it will give me, right? So, if I decide to take it is on my personal conviction. I'm not convinced by baby president or anybody take it, you get. So sin is believing in the sense that I have to see the manifestation of this thing, maybe based from the influence I've got, maybe based on the stories I've heard about everything, I need to now say, okay, let me believe. Now, coming from belief angle, it takes my stories I've read, like books I've read, things I've read, things, so many things for me to say.
You're a businessman, do you read books?
I'm businessman, I'm always Joyce. That one, a hard one. I read when I want to read, but
you don't read. Do you read? It's okay,
Joyce,
to say you don't. Like, come on now, don't put up a fuss for us.
Good. I read.
All right, okay.
Okay. Do you know why I say I read?
No, it's okay. Don't defend it. Don't worry. It's okay.
Let me come from Christian perspective. You said we are epistles that, okay, when you go outside, people read from you. I might not necessarily carry a book I read. Joyce, listen to you, I read. listen to so many people which I'm behind again. When you bring up a topic, I will just do quick flash and go to Google and read about those things. I get, because most of these things are just resounding things we've known before. It's okay. Trying to bring it to enlighten us, you know, to
all right, thank you very
our,
much
our
for calling.
Most of these things.
See,
sorry, sorry, a minute, Joyce, please. That former story, now Robin Hood. If our government can
Friday, my friend.
Thank you very
bless
much.
Your heart. He really has been trying all morning. The sunny side. Good afternoon to you. Welcome.
Hey, Joyce.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Turn off your radio.
This is Bamidele. Yeah, my radio is off.
Seeing as believing Bamidele, is that true?
I don't even know where that statement came from.
Oh, why?
For me, seeing as believing is false association in every angle.
Bring it back. What'd you call it?
Like, it is false.
Oh, it's
in every
false.
Angle.
Why?
Yeah. Now, here is what I mean. You know, we have different realities. We have the objective view that we can say, okay, I see this thing, or they do it before me. We have the subjective that we created, we can't see it. And now we have virtual.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, the newest one is augmented
reality. Uh-huh.
You will see it, you can touch it, you can interact with it, but it's not real. Let's not even talk about that in terms of that.
Oh, if this is interesting.
The analysis further, it is far from true. Like, if a magician, if you've ever seen a magician or people that can practically distort reality before you,
mm-hmm.
they will manipulate things before your very eyes, and it is not true. If you've watched any American movies, everything, every location, every scene, all the people, everybody there, you won't know everything is generated with computer. You will believe it to the end until you watch behind the scenes. Let's say, okay, Nigeria, okay, president, will they bring the president on board with technology? And what we are saying is a deep fake of the president.
You've been on the internet a little too long now, but what I think,
right.
I don't mind the way you use it.
Let's even say literally as a Nigerian.
Yeah.
Right? You go to Computer Village, they give you iPhone 12. Believe it. You get home, you discover fufu, you just buy a egusi and eat your fufu in peace.
Sin
is not, especially with the current age that we have, it is not believing. Everything you see, sometimes you even see, you have to double check.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, it will still be false. In every angle, what if they didn't vaccinate Buhari? What if they just put one needle or something? To the closest object, to the closest thing. It is always a lie.
So seeing it, not believing, no. Okay.
They can manipulate you. You yourself, you won't believe you are you at the point. So seeing it, not believing.
Thank you very much for making quite a case for that one. Welcome to Nigeria Info. This is Language and Interpretations. We're trying to interpret. Seeing is believing. Good afternoon. What's your name?
Emeka.
Welcome, Emeka. This is Nigeria Info. We're happy to have you here, and we're trying to interpret seeing, being, believing. What do you say about that?
Seeing is not believing.
Yeah, why? Defend that.
Yeah, because anything can be manipulated. For instance, we watch movies where someone does an incantation and then the person disappears. Does it really mean that the person actually disappeared? No.
It depends on who you're asking, man. If you ask a man who believes that seeing is believing, that vanishing act is actually real.
That's what I'm saying. That seeing is not for me.
Yeah.
Because, like, we discussed about the sixth sense. So here, your sixth sense has to come into play. You have to probe what you're seeing. Yes, because if you just believe anything you see, then...
But I mean, that's the reason we have eyes. And our eyes is that when we see what's in front of us, that we believe what we have seen. Or
yes,
at least that's the persuasion.
Yes, when you see an image, your eyes see the image and then transfers it to your brain for interpretation. So your brain should not just interpret, it should also probe.
Oh.
So if you just, yes.
Okay. So you don't believe that seeing is believing?
Mm-mm.
Ah. Oh, yeah.
I don't believe.
Okay.
I have to see it and then probe it before I believe.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much. You sound like a man with a lot of time on his hands to probe things. Welcome to Nigeria Info's Language and Interpretations. The sunny side. Good afternoon to you. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Welcome. Good afternoon. What's your name?
Yes, my name is Alessi.
We're happy to have you here. Thank you very much for calling. Language and Interpretations is exactly what we're doing. And we're trying to interpret seeing is believing. Is that true?
It's true. Because it's happened in the Bible.
Defended? Hello? No, hang on. So what happened?
When Jesus Christ rose from the dead, one of the disciples is not there. But when he came back, they told him that he said he will not believe until he sees.
So you believe that seeing is believing? That's what you're saying?
Yes, in some areas, seeing is believing. Because when you argue with somebody, something happened, and that person is not there. When he come back, he told the person that this is what happened. He said he will not believe until he sees. Okay. And after that thing come and happen in his presence,
then he believes
then
it.
Then he will believe. Yes.
If seeing is believing, do you then suppose that everything that is seen is therefore the truth? It would hold an element of truth then?
Not everything, but it depends on the level you are with that person at that moment. Yes.
Somebody suggests that your illusion can be distorted, like what you're looking at can be a lie. Is that possible? Someone suggested, Hello? Well, we have a few callers who have suggested that you can be looking at something and what you're looking at is a lie. Is that possible in your view?
It depends on how the person is looking at that such a thing. Because many of these things depends on the argument you are making with somebody. Maybe you are there like...
Like
at times when something happens.
So basically you're saying if a person is able to prove something, then of course you go ahead and believe it.
Hello?
Is that what that's what you're saying, isn't it? I must have lost you. 99.3 Nigeria Info, off on a break. We'll be right back on the sunny side. My name is Joyce. The sunny side, 99.3 Nigeria Info. We're 4 more minutes before we touch down 2 p.m. this beautiful Wednesday that we have which we hold to be worthy of note. Seeing is believing. We're trying to see whether we can find something noteworthy about that. Is that true? Is seeing... believing. Honestly, I thought it was very interesting that presidents all around the world had to get their vaccinations, you know, before the cameras. And that went some extent in persuading people that, oh, this is safe. I mean, hey, if Netanyahu took it on television, sure, it's safe now. If Fauci took it on television, yeah, it's got to be okay. I don't know whether Bill Gates took his on television. I mean, maybe if Bill Gates did it on television, yeah, it's got to be okay. It's got to be real. And then I don't know whether you believe what you say. You know, I don't know whether you have even considered the things that you believe. And I know that quite a number of you believe that seeing is believing. And maybe we should try see whether we can extract the truth out of that. And of course, it could be true that seeing is believing, but I'll wait for you to defend it. The Sunny Side, my name is Joyce. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to The Sunny Side. What's your name?
This is Rob.
Turn off your radio. Have you done
this
that?
This is Romeo once again.
Romeo, you've been here before? We're happy to have you.
Yeah, but not on this topic.
Okay, Rob.
Yes. Anyway, this topic depends on the perspective one is speaking from.
So speak on both your perspectives.
Yes. On the religious perspective, like the Bible, for instance, sinning is not believing. Is unbiblical. So you don't need to see before you believe, according to the scripture. Now, in the other perspective, seeing is, of course, maybe believing, but it is not necessary that you must see before you believe. Like, for instance, when somebody tells you something, you have to weigh it, whether it is consistent with the reality. Now, if it is consistent with reality, of course, you don't need to see before you believe. Or the information is in tandem with the already established facts, then you can believe. So it's not necessary that you must see before you believe. So I think it's yes.
Okay. All right, then. Thank you very much. I do appreciate it. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the sunny side. What's your name?
Good afternoon. My name is Charles.
Welcome, Charles. This is Nigeria Info. We're happy to have you.
My sister saying sometimes is not believing. I don't believe in that phrase.
Oh, well, so can you defend what you believe?
Like you said, the president and the other world leaders.
I mean, that's one of many. TV is in front of you.
But what about the ones that these guys are taking on the television? What about if it is pure water or maybe
I only made a reference to that. There is a possibility that you can be looking at television and you believing some of the projections projected to you or on you by TV. People have shaped lives and cultures, you know, just looking at television.
Myself and my family, we still believe what they're taking is different from the...
I'm not talking about the vaccine. Can you expand your imagination? I mean, the vaccine is one of many things that can be said to be... I mean, that can be subjected to question.
I have witnessed a situation in South Africa where a magician collected my phone. Okay?
Okay.
And I saw my phone in my pocket.
He collected your phone and you saw it in your pocket?
Yes.
I don't know. Can you articulate?
His friend is not believing because I saw my phone in his hand, but how come it appeared in my pocket?
All right. I mean, look, that was a good try. Thank you very, very much for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Infos. The sunny side. My name is Joyce. Off on a break. We'll be right back with the headlines.
The sunny side with Joyce.
99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side with Joyce. It's 2 minutes past 2 p.m. This beautiful Wednesday afternoon, worthy of notes. Hopefully we can establish by the end of the day whether seeing is believing. We just know it's enough to be a social phrase. I don't know who propagated it. Of course, it has to be the people who believe it. It has quite become a thing. And so we thought would see whether through dialectic and reason we can arrive at some correctness to the phrase. My name is Joyce. Good afternoon to you and welcome. What's your name? This is Nigeria Info. It's Language and Interpretations. Well, turn off your radio.
Yeah, it's off.
Okay.
I'm Chooks.
Okay, Chooks, welcome here. Go ahead.
Yeah, seeing sometimes is not believing.
What times would seeing not be believing?
The time seeing cannot be believed is one of the times like this of our presidency and his vice taking the vice and the vaccine on the teller. We know this. Yes, I will tell you, Rich. Just give me my time. You know your view. I will air my view.
Okay. Oh, that's strange. Okay.
So, you know that our government, is they are not telling us the truth. Whatever they have told us is lies after lies. Now they show us where they took vaccine on the television. How do you expect me to believe that? They can be taking any maybe vitamin C or whatever. And they will tell us it is a coronavirus vaccine, which any right-thinking mind will never believe. So in some cases, it depends on the issue at hand and the source of the issue.
Okay.
Then you will believe. Because again, I'm an Igbo man.
Mm-hmm.
There is an adage that our people used to say, the more you look, the less you see. You may be looking this as it is, but it is not what you are thinking that.
That's happening there. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you very, very much for calling. Okay. And yes, I can use, and can I also state this? That sometimes, I've said this before, so let me say it again. Sometimes there is scientific proof to justify some of your experiences. Sometimes there are no scientific proofs to justify your experiences. So I make the case that as far as obtaining truth is concerned, a man must subject himself to learning, to seek knowledge, gain understanding, and will not eliminate personal experience. You cannot eliminate personal experience. I think I say that because I've heard about two young heads call the show and they speak about seeing not being believing from the perspective of tech. And then I hear another person speak about seeing and not believing from a cultural influence, from a place of cultural influence. Now, the backgrounds are different, but maybe the aims are nearly similar, something like that. That doesn't quite say it's the truth, because we're still working this out. Because we know that there's the reason we have the sense called vision, and not necessarily insight, but vision, your physical eyes that helps you hold images and transfers that information to your brain. And as far as we know that when you can see a thing, you can believe it. But on language and interpretations, we're hoping to take that concept apart, and maybe there's more to it or nothing else to it, or maybe there's a misunderstanding about it, and common sense and good judgment might help us out. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190 Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you.
Don't come back.
Oh, dear.
Don't come
back. Okay. So you're going to speak on this. Tell us your name and please go ahead.
Okay. This is Mr. Frank from Ojo Alaba.
Thank you very much.
You see, in the Bible, some of us have been quoting this Bible. But that same Bible says, blessed be the one that have not seen but believe. So, maybe we'll not bring Bible for this matter now.
But you just
for here in Nigeria, seeing is believing. It's where there is no trust.
Okay.
If you trust me, if I tell you something, you believe me. If you not trust me, if I tell you something, you will not believe it because there is no trust. Even the last word that was used to you that says, the more you look, the less you see.
Yeah.
I didn't even believe in that particular word. The more you look, the less you see.
Oh.
So it's telling me, yes, I don't believe in that particular word.
Okay.
How can you tell me that the more I will be looking, and the less I'll be seeing? So Ibo should go and google that particular word again and correct it too. Because it's supposed to be the more you look, the more you see. Are you getting me?
Yeah, but if you consider it, don't you think that that implies, I mean, the last caller believes that the more you look, the less you see.
He believes.
And you don't believe
okay. on that.
Okay, all right then.
Now, like, another place you will see seeing is believing is in Nigeria. Because even the Ibori money now, they said they want to go and use to build a bad expressway and the second Niger Bridge. We cannot believe it until we see it that, yes, they have used this money to build the bad expressway or second Niger Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
If they have not finished it, we will not believe that they used the money. We will even be thinking that they have re-alluted the money back to where it's coming from. Are you getting me?
Okay, yeah.
So that is what I know as my own sin is believing. And for
all right,
me,
thank you.
Sometimes if I believe you, if I don't believe you, if you believe me, if you don't believe me, life goes on.
All right, so it's fine in your hood. Thank you very, very much for calling. I do appreciate. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to language.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Yeah, it's language and interpretations. Turn off your radio.
I've switched it off.
Thank you. What's your name?
You have switched up on the line.
Can you interpret seeing as believing?
I think it's self-explanatory.
Ah.
Yes, they say seeing is believing.
Okay.
But for me, I don't believe in it.
Oh.
Probably it works for some people, but for me, I don't believe in it.
Ah.
Yes. My number one reason for not believing in it is that it makes you lazy.
Okay.
Ah. Yes, you will have to wait to see something before you believe. Okay. But for me, I don't need to wait.
Okay, this is a beautiful angle you're bringing. So what do you do?
Yes, you have to make research.
When you say research, you mean like read something?
Read, put things together. What is the Bible saying about this subject? What is science saying about this subject? What is the society saying about this subject?
Society is a bunch of opinions. Like, you really give that credit.
You must have to consider it too.
Okay, all right.
Then what are notable institutions
yeah.
relating to this subject? What are they saying?
Okay.
For example, if you are talking about health, what are institutions, reliable ones, what are they saying about this subject?
Really?
Yes. You consider every aspect of authentic information
yeah.
and put it together.
Okay.
What is the government saying about this?
Okay.
Then when you consider these things, you come to a conclusion. That's research.
Okay.
Then the second one that I don't believe in seeing is believing. It's because it takes away logical reasoning from you.
There are
times the information are there. The information is there, but you just need to put things together to reason on the information available. For example, when it comes to God, people say there is no God. But information about God, you don't need to research so much before you come to a conclusion. There are creations all around. Nobody walks into the bush and see house inside the bush and say, this house appeared here.
All of us
believe that somebody must have built it there. Even if you go inside the bush, thick bush, and you saw a house there, you would believe that somebody put this house here.
Okay.
The same thing, when we look around, even without reading the Bible, we see creatures all around. We believe that there is God. Then when we look around, how things are well arranged, if all these things we see on earth appeared by chance, it will not be well arranged. We have not seen human being give birth to an animal. We have not seen somebody plugging banana fruit from mango tree. So when we put all the arrangement that this earth is passing through, we know that somebody carefully put these things in this way. If it is by chance, everything will be scattered. Then what the Bible is saying, if we are considering if we really have God, so when we logically put what is available already, reason over it, we come to a conclusion.
Okay.
We don't need to wait to see God before we believe he exists.
Okay.
Then the third reason that I don't believe seeing is believing is faith. Faith is a quality. When we believe something because we see it, then we are lacking faith.
Okay.
So faith is a vital quality that each and every one of us must have. So when we base our hope on seeing is believing, we have thrown away that quality of faith.
You really put this idea to some fair exercise. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very, very much for calling Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you. 13 minutes past 2 p.m. The Sunny Side. Hello. Down. That one. Yes, welcome to Nigeria Info.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. We're happy to have you. What's your name?
My name is Ayo from Dolphin Estate.
Thank you very much, Ayo. We're happy to have you. So,
yes,
seeing is believing. Is that true?
Yes, in two ways.
Okay.
It depends on you. It depends on you.
Okay.
You know, if you check our mindset, if it's what you want to see, you will see.
Ah.
Yes.
So not necessarily the truth, but just what I have conditioned myself to want to seek.
Yes.
Ah. Okay.
And if you want to see, for example, let me just give you one analogy.
Yeah.
I'm a man, have different cars.
Okay.
And I store it in a container. Somewhere I put all my cars. And I'm looking for a green car. The moment I go there, if I just go there, I want to pick green car. The first thing I see is green. Meanwhile, it's white.
Ah.
I'm just trying to think. Yes.
Okay.
So that's why I said it is what you want to see, you will see. What you don't want to see, you will not see. If you want to see the original, you see original. If you want to see fake, you see fake. So it is how we program our mind.
Oh. Man, this is a very interesting angle, because you suggest now that this is not a question of truth. This is not a question of being objective. This is a case of, depending on the quality of the human being, there may be that his perceptions attract what his truth is or what his truth will be.
Yes.
This is intricate. Okay.
That is why if I can go further, let us look at faith himself. You have not seen it, but you believe that it will happen. I have programmed our mind that it will happen. That is faith for you.
So
no, you have not seen it.
Do you have an idea what people base their faith on to believe in something that is not necessarily physically visible? Do you have an idea what, if a person says, look, I have faith, they're banking on something. Do you have an idea what they could be banking on?
Yes, if you have read so much on that particular thing, if you have read so much and you believe that it's a tree, so whatever comes out of it, it's still real. You look at it, even if it's false, you still believe.
Mm.
Yes.
No, even if it's false?
Even if it is false, because you have programmed your mind, myself. That's what I said. Once you have programmed your mind, if it's negative, that is your program or your mind on, you continue to see negative.
Okay. Okay. Wow. Thank you. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate. Thank you. And hopefully we can have other callers or say listeners who might want to help us adjust some perspective, elaborate on it, stretch it, or contend with it. On Nigeria Info, Language and Interpretations, good afternoon.
Hi, Joyce.
Hello, we're happy to have you. Hi.
Yeah, I think okay, so I'm lucky.
Okay, so, okay. Mm. Language and interpretations, it's seeing, believing. Didn't you call earlier?
No, I'm just, it's not even been long that I joined.
Okay, so, all right then. Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, and I've listened to a couple of callers and they made a lot of sense because everybody have different angles in which they're looking at this.
Yeah, we've been waiting for your angle, you know.
Yeah. Like, the second to the last caller, I've actually enlarged on my own
position?
Angle.
Okay.
Yeah, when it talked about you basically not seeing God, but you believe that God exists through his works on earth.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So, same thing goes for faith. As the Bible said, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you dwell on that, we will see that. Let's take the instance of somebody who is sick, or who has one ailment or the other.
Yeah.
And you are being prayed for, and said, "Receive your healing." It's not as if you are seeing one healing coming, but you have the faith that that proclamation made on you or to you, you receive it in faith. And then, let's say somebody who is a cripple and the person is being prayed for, you are healed, and the person says, "Yes, I'm healed, I receive it in faith." Now you are not standing from that chair, but you believe that you will stand. And then you now take a step of faith by trying to stand up. And when you stand up, you find out that you can actually walk gradually. And before you know it, you are walking well, you know. So you have received that, and then your faith is boosted, and then you believe that you can walk. Then you take a step, and then you start walking. Meanwhile, you are sitting on the wheelchair. But
okay,
you have
so thank you very much for this religious perspective. So, I have a particular concern about some of the social projections about, say, what social standards should be, what beauty is, what a man is, what a woman should be, you know, like all these social connotations. Huh? So I want to quickly paint you, I don't know whether you have a minute, I want to paint you a picture, see what you do with that. Is that okay?
All right.
Okay. You know, society can say, for example, that this is what success is, or maybe something more intricate. Like, this is the standard a person should attain to. Or maybe society projects, you know Beyonce?
Yeah, of course.
Have you imagined the near perfect representation of who she is?
Yeah.
That is both, it's not just fame, it's both standard and aspiration.
Yes.
So how do you interpret that? Is that any kind of standard or measure for you? Is that a fascination for you? Do you at some point when you aim in that direction, like, you know, I want to be this big? Because I've met people who want to be so big, they're talking like Elon Musk type big. And that's also because Elon Musk has been projected a certain way, that this is what big looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if Elon Musk is something that we see, at least virtually on Twitter, we've seen a few videos of him, we've heard him speak, he is a type of representation of what success is.
Yeah.
Is that, I mean, that's seeing is believing, but then believing, is that, do you understand what I'm trying to say? Like, so is that standard for you? Mm. Would that apply in a society where that is referenced as a standard?
Oh, well, it like the other caller said, it's about mindset, mentality.
But your social mentality has told you that Elon is the guy. Like,
yes.
Elon is, if you want to be it, be the Elon. So, if you're aiming differently, I don't know what's backing that up. You get?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Because society has projected something on you.
Yeah, like we are a product of the society.
Well, some of us. I'm not.
We are because subconsciously, you don't know, somebody, what you're doing right now, somebody's already set a standard and somebody made a tradition, you know, a culture, and then we begin to follow it from generations.
Follow me.
Unknowingly. Yes, unknowingly.
I have declared that none should follow me. I'm not a shepherd. The Lord is your shepherd. This is me, you know, just leaving my truth, and I hope it makes someone else do the same thing. Don't follow me.
Yeah, just
me.
Like somebody can actually follow you and say, I just want to follow the footsteps of.
Doesn't he have where to go?
And then,
he should have a place to go.
You know what? Everybody cannot be a leader.
No, that's not being a leader. A leader is somebody who people are following. But a man can chart his course. A man is supposed to chart his course, whether as a follower.
Course.
Yeah, but a man should know why he's standing behind another man.
Of course.
A slave or as a free man. You should know that.
Yeah, the person may be like somebody, a prototype of who I'm looking at it to be.
The truth is the person might actually be a fake. Have you heard of human cloning?
Yeah, and people still follow the fake.
And people still follow the fake, exactly. So it's like, so if you're choosing not to follow the fake that's been projected, let's assume that what has been projected is a fake. Or let's not call it a fake, let's call it an alternative reality. What then are you, is seeing not believing in that regard? Or is there something else that differentiates your reason to not believe? Or your choice not to believe?
It's still being fashioned by mindsets and belief systems. And then people begin to adopt that kind of belief system. And then you know that some people see Michael Jackson as a god. You know?
I mean, is there any reason to not believe that he's not?
Yeah, there's really no reason for those who see him that way. You get... Because they kind of... You know, do you know that some people, even now, they still don't believe that someone like... Pastor Adeboye, that he goes to the toilet.
What age are you referring? People from what age are you talking about?
No, I'm just saying, I'm giving an example that some people see people like they are God, like they are not humans at all.
Okay.
You get, they just feel that this person is like a deity.
Yeah.
You know, they don't believe that this person can laugh or smile or eat.
Okay.
You know, so basically that's the mentality they have of that person. That's how they see that person. You know, to be.
Yeah, I was trying to establish what you base your beliefs on. Do you base your belief on what? What you see? Or is that something else you're standing by? Or something else that's standing in you? Or how does that work?
It depends on the perspective that.
Okay. Wait, vice presidents and presidents have been on television to take the vaccine. And actually, what the world has told us is we want your leaders to go, you know, on television, take the vaccine, just so that you believe. Yeah, what do you make of that?
Yeah, like it's for people who actually look up to this set of people. Like for me, even if Buhari takes the vaccine, doesn't mean I'm going to take it or I want to take it. It doesn't inspire me to take it.
You haven't made him your mentor just yet. All right.
Yeah, it doesn't inspire me to do that.
All right.
But if somebody like someone I value so much, you know, and I look up to, takes it, I'll be like, I really want to.
So that's seen as believing then, because I mean, you have placed value on them. So if they take it, then you take it.
Yes, okay. Because
So exactly. Seen is believing then.
It's believing in one perspective and not believing in the other aspect.
All right, thank you very much for calling.
All right. Thank you.
You know what? Let's go off on a break. Let's go off on a break on the sunny side, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Oh, we have Desmond coming next. But we have about 5 more minutes before Desmond shows up. This is Nigeria Info. We'll be right back.
This is The Sunny Side. My name is Joyce.
Tune in to The Sunny Side with Joyce every weekday from 12 to 3 p.m.
Expect so much fun right here. 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Hello. I have 2 minutes to hold a conversation before I go for the break. Hello. Good afternoon to you, Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show. Turn off your radio.
Hello, Joyce.
Hello. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Good afternoon.
Welcome. What's your name?
Sin is believing, and I would like to come from an angle of a child.
Okay. Yeah. But tell us your name real quick, and then you go ahead. You have about less than 2 minutes, so please hurry.
My name is Timothy.
Timothy, thank you. Please go ahead.
Yes. I'm a father, and most of the time when I tell my children, do this, they find it difficult because they don't see me do it. But when I say, let's do this, they believe what I do. In fact, most of the time, what children, whether you notice it or not, they're actually watching you step by step. So it is what they see you do, children will always do. So children believe in, we do what daddy do. They believe in what daddy do or what mommy do.
Yeah.
Are you with me, Joyce?
I am. But you know, let me quickly chime in. You have a minute to try to answer that. But the problem with that is there's a reason they're children. They have no independency of human thought. Yeah, so they're dependent on daddy. But you see, daddy is going to die one day, and then they're going to have to be men for themselves or women of themselves. So in that position, do you say that you raise them to believe that seeing is believing in the absence of daddy?
Whether you like it or not, that thing daddy has instilled to him or her.
Yeah,
unknowing.
But you have told them that seeing is believing.
That's what
they were growing. Isn't it?
That's what they were growing. And to them, that seeing is believing.
Okay, so you say that seeing is believing, and that's really what you believe.
Yes.
All right.